Everybody, my name is Jasmine. I'm a grateful member of Cocaine Anonymous. Thank you for asking me to share here tonight. Step seven is one of my absolute favorite steps. It says so much in such a little bit in our big book, right? Humbly, step seven, we humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. I had to look up what the difference is between a character defect and a shortcoming. And what's really neat is that not until yesterday, I didn't know the difference. So it's one thing I love about these marathons. They really get you to dive deep into what these steps are all about. And it's a constant learning experience, right? So character defect are the thoughts, words, or actions we do that we know are wrong. A shortcoming is a failure to think, say, or do what we know is right. So they're like the same, but they're also different. I love how it says a life run on self-will can hardly ever be a success. I find that's true in this step. It's all about humility. Humility and humbleness are pretty much the same thing. They both come from the same root word, humilis, from Latin, which means low or close to the ground, right? It keeps us right-sized. How easy is it to get blown up in our egos, you know, especially when you're asked to speak somewhere really awesome like this? Or if someone, like the other day, Frank called me and left a message. I must have listened to that message like 6 times. Like, I can't believe he actually called me, little old me. You know, and then I had to take a step back from myself. I'm like, you know what? That's God. That's my higher power working through me. And it is so awesome, the connection that we get from being in these rooms. Being humble is one of the most important things to facilitate learning. It says that both are key aspects of leadership and personal development. No wonder step seven is so important. How am I supposed to grow any further? Like, I went through my step four. I made a list of things, people, places, institutions. I looked at them. I saw my part in it. I was empowered. I got to see where I've made choices that don't have to make those choices today. I did my step five and I shared it with God and another member and myself and looked those things square in the face. Then I got my character defects list, which is something I work on every day, you know? And one of my other favorite things about step seven is that when we humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings, I have to remember that God will remove them. My higher power will remove them as he sees fit. Sometimes my shortcomings are used as tools to teach myself or others. I have to totally give it up to God and let him and what he sees fit to remove or to keep. That's why it's like, there's so much humility here. Cause sometimes I'm like, I wish that I could just be perfect. You know, I wish that I could be like, I don't know, is there a perfect human? Probably not. But maybe like Mother Teresa comes to mind, you know, someone super humble and super full of humility and just does everything to help someone else. That's the kind of person that I want to be. Will I ever be perfect? No. But the beautiful thing about this program is that every day I get to work on myself and every day I get to see the benefit of that in my life. You know, my kids are better people because I'm healing. They're getting a chance to heal. Because I'm working on myself, people around me in my workplace or, you know, that just walk by, you can sense that from someone when they're radiating this energy of healing and sacrifice and love, just love comes out and you see it in people, like even in the grocery stores, you know, this is the cool thing about growing in these steps. In this step, I had to learn one thing I wrote down that I really, really like is it says, in this step, I surrender to the surgery of God with a sincere and humble heart, knowing that only in such a way can I find my path to true sanity and peace. That really stuck out to me. I'm like, surgery of God. How cool is that? You get to take apart, take the pieces from me that are toxic, that's poison, remove them from me so that I can live a better and fuller life, so that I can fully communicate and have this channel opened up for me so that when I communicate with God, I get a clear connection. Today, what it looks like in my life is I'll ask for something. For instance, like if it's a career choice, I'll be like, okay, God, like I talk to him like he's my best friend, like he's my main man. I'm like, okay, Father, like what do I do? Do I quit my job and go for the career that I've been dying to do my whole life and just hope that I have enough money to work this all out? What do I do? And then I sleep on it and then I wait. And because I have worked on my defects and I'm humble and have this humility, I wait and I see the doors open. I never got to see that before. I was always blinded by myself, blinded by self-pity, blinded by these bricks that I put up in this wall that I made around me, where resentment and fear and worry and shame and guilt couldn't see anything that I was meant to see, couldn't see the doors wide open of opportunity. I walked right by because I was so shamed, I couldn't look at anything, right? And I was so full of resentment that I couldn't hear God speaking to me. All I could hear is my inner thoughts. You're a horrible person. You're just an addict. You'll never amount to anything. That's all I could hear. My brain, my squirrel running around in my head. Today, I don't have that. Today, I accept my past. I'm okay. I'm actually grateful that I'm an addict today and an alcoholic, because if I wasn't, I went to found this program. I went to found these great steps that brought me to a place where I actually feel good about who I am today, that I have this love for humanity and for myself that I didn't even know was possible until I went through these steps. And it's not like something that I just do once. It's something that I go through over and over and over again. Every time I bring a sponsee through the steps, or anybody that wants to go through the back to basics, and I bring them through and I learn something new all the time. This program is constantly, it's like a snowball effect. I get ahead and then I get bigger. And what I mean by bigger is not ego bigger, but bigger like in my understanding and effectiveness and how I react or act or treat people or treat myself. And it just grows and grows. And in the 12 and 12, the very simple little paragraph that they have written out is probably one of my favorite paraphrasing of what this step is about. It says, the seventh step is where we make the change in our attitude, which permits us, with humility as our guide, to move out from ourselves toward others and toward God. The whole emphasis of step seven is on humility. It is really saying to us that we ought to be willing to try humility in seeking the removal of our shortcomings, just as we did when we admitted that we were powerless over alcohol and came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, step two. And if that degree of humility, this is my favorite part, and if that degree of humility could enable us to find, by the grace which is such a deadly obsession, could be banished, and it gives me literally goosebumps, then there must be hope for the same result respecting any other problem we could possibly have. How freaking cool is that? So what I learned here is these steps don't only take me out of my addiction. They don't just take me out of that powerlessness. They don't just get rid of that obsession, but they can get rid of anything that I humbly ask God to remove, which is pretty fucking awesome. Because when I came in these rooms, I was horribly depressed. I had thoughts of suicide. I, you know, probably like a lot of you, I didn't want to live. I didn't love me. I didn't love life. I prayed for death so much. But today I pray for how can I help someone else? That's a total 180. And I'm not even two yet. My sobriety date is March 24th, 2019. And by the grace of God, that'll be my last one. I know that I've learned that as long as I am trying to help other people, then I can keep this. And I think that was the biggest thing that I've learned coming in and out of these rooms for 10 years and never quite got it, never quite understood how necessary steps 6 and 7 are. I mean, they're just a blank in the big book. So many pages on step one, so many pages on step 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. And then you get to 6, it's just like a little blip. And then 7's just a prayer. After going through it the last couple of days, I'm like, you know what? Step 7 is about being humble, and it's about asking and talking to God, and it's a prayer. How much more does it have to be? In itself, it is absolutely perfect. It explains what we need to do in doing what we need to be doing. I was just, my mind just blew. I was like, wow. You know, this book has been written for a reason, so that it can reach all of us in different ways, in different times in our life. And I love that I can read that big book over and over and over again to the point where pages are falling out and still learn something. It's so beautiful in its growth, you know? And I like this one too. So there's a latent power within each human being that responds to the conscious contact with God. This contact, if honest and unselfish, generates a stable, balanced strength that surmounts seemingly impossible circumstances. Wow, God is doing for me what I cannot do for myself, over and over, every day. Every day is a new spiritual awakening for me. I learned something new about me. I learned something new about God. I learned something new about that power that's always been there within us that we can actually use today, because we've taken these steps, because we have a spiritual awakening, because we have an open mind, and because we've been through all of the stuff that we have been through, we are uniquely able to come out the other side in such a way that we become vessels. Right? And that is really freaking cool to me. You know, I was talking to my kid about this the other day. I'm like, Sophie, did you ever imagine that your mom, someone who you saw so fucked up, so high all the time, so drunk all the time, can't deal with life, can't deal with my emotions, can't deal with anything, into someone that has taken that trauma, that pain, and that misery and turned it around and apply these steps and this program into my life, where now my whole desire is to help as many people as possible. Not even 2 years ago, my whole desire was to screw over as many people as possible, because I wanted other people to hurt the same way I was hurting. And I didn't care. I didn't care who I hurt to get my way, right? So today, that's what this program means to me. It gave me a new life. It gave me new glasses. It gave me hope. It gave me a connection to God that I never knew that I could have, a connection with friends and family that I didn't know was possible, because I was always tripping myself up. Today, I love this program as much as I love breath. It means the world to me. Yeah, I think I'm just going to leave it there. I appreciate you all listening to me. Thank you all for being here, and God bless you all. Love you guys.